हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। लेट अस स्ट्रेट अवे गो टू अनुवाका नंबर 7 एंड लेट अस रिसाइट the mantras once. Om asadva idamagra asit tato vai sadajayata tadatman svayamakuruta tasmat tat sukrutamuchyata iti यद्वैतत् सुकृतं रसो वै सः रसगृह्येवायल्लब्ध्वानन्दी भवति को ह्येवान्यात् कः प्राण्यात् यदेष आकाश आनन्दो न स्यात् एष ह्येवानन्दयाति यदा ह्येवैषये तस्मिन्नदृश्येनात्मे निरुक्ते निलयने भयं प्रतिष्ठां विन्दते अथ सो भयङ्गतो भवति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नुदरमन्तरं कुरुते अथ तस्य भयं भवति तत् त्वेव भयं विदुषो मन्मानस्य तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। असद्वा इदमग्र आसीत् ततो वै सदजायत तदात्मानग् स्वयमकुरुत तस्मात्तत् सुकृतमुच्यत इति यद्वैतत् सुकृतं रसो वै सः रसगृह्येवायल्लब्ध्वानन्दी भवति को ह्येवान्यात् कः प्राण्यात् यदेष आकाश आनन्दो न स्यात् एष ह्येवानन्दयाति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नदृश्येनात्मे निरुक्ते निलयने भयं प्रतिष्ठां विन्दते अथ सो भयं गतो भवति अथ सो भयं गतो भवति यदा ह्येवैष एतस्मिन्नुदरमन्तरं कुरुते अथ तस्य भयं भवति तत्त्वेव भयं विदुषो मन्वानस्य तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। सो द क्वेश्चन्स् पर्टेनिङ्ग् टु द एक्सिस्टेन्स् आफ् ब्रह्मन् द क्वेश्चन् पर्टेनिङ्ग् टु द एक्सिस्टेन्स् आफ् ब्रह्मन् वास् presented implied, the sixth anuvaka. And there onwards, we've been seeing how different reasons are presented by the Upanishad as evidence for the existence of Brahman. Now, many evidences were already given. Again, it is said, the very existence of the universe itself is the proof for the existence of Brahman, because this universe in unmanifest form also doesn't exist outside of Brahman, and manifest universe also doesn't exist independent of outside of Brahman. It's Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Therefore, Brahman is in the form of the very existence of the universe, Brahma Asti. And the Brahman, why? Because the Brahman created this universe by itself, out of itself. Swayam akuruta. Atmanam swayam akuruta. We understood all this. That is why the Brahman has a special title as Sukrutam. So Sukrutam, as the Brahman has created itself in the form of the universe by itself, therefore Brahman is said to be Sukrutam. Again, Brahman as the ordainer of the results of actions, also Brahman is very much there, as the bestower of fruits of actions, a bestower of happiness, also Brahma Asti. Brahman is very much there. Because accumulation of punyam, enjoyment result of punyam, and the ordaining the happiness as the result of punyam also is always associated with the conscious being only. Therefore, Brahman is very much there as the here exists as a conscious being, as pure consciousness. Brahman exists. Having given all these reasons, so we can understand many reasons we have already seen in the previous anuvaka. Brahman is the jagat karanam. Therefore, Brahman is said to be satyam. Brahman exists. And Brahman is a source of this mithya jagat, asat. The asat mithya jagat was already there in this Brahman. And the same Brahman is again the form of now the manifest universe. So all these examples were given, the explanation was given before. Now we are going to see where exactly we left. Rasaha vaisaha, that Brahman is itself this absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the inexplicably far, subtlest, imperceptibly formless, and objectifiable. This reality, Brahman, is of the nature of fullness of happiness, where Brahman is happiness. And having discovered that Brahman alone, a person becomes happy. And without the presence of Brahman, it's impossible even for any physiological function to happen. That impossibility of any physiological function happening alone is present here in the form of a question. Kahahi eva anyat, kaha pranyat, yadesha akasha anandahanasyat. If there is no, this Atma, all pervasive consciousness, reality, existence, Atma, the happiness, it is, Brahman is not there. It is not possible for the function of inhalation, exhalation, or any physiological function. Not only that, it is this Brahman which alone is the source of happiness. There is nothing in this world which is a source of happiness. The only source of happiness is the only reality, Brahma. Devotee said, Yeshahi eva anandayati, this all-pervasive reality, Brahman, obtaining as the innermost self, the Atma, really contributes for the happiness of the beings. Yeshahi eva anandayati. Okay, we'll go to this exactly page where we left the Bhashyam part. Yadi tad aha. What is said here? He, Brahman, is the source of happiness. Brahman exists. Again, a very strong evidence is given. How can we doubt the existence of Brahman? Just because we are not able to perceive Brahman, experience Brahman, we are able to interact with Brahman, we can't simply deny the existence of Brahman. Brahman is very much there. How? As source of happiness. That is said here. Tad aha. Correct? I come to the point where we left in last class. Tad aha. Tad aha means what? That is what now Upanishad says. What Upanishad says? Now Bhagavad Pada explains. Yate means what? Yate is a mola shabda. Yadesha. No? Yadesha akasha anando nasyat. Do you see that? That the word yad you come across. See that word? Yadesha akasha anando nasyat. In that sentence, you come across the word yad. That yad is not a relative pronoun. Generally, yad is a relative pronoun. But here, yad should be taken as indeclinable word yadi, if. Yad is equal to yadi. See, Sanskritam students know very well, yad is a relative pronoun, that which. But here, it is not a relative pronoun. It should be taken as an indeclinable word meaning if, yadi. Okay. Yadi. Yeshaha akashaha. Yeshaha akash. What is akasha here? Akasha is all pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness. That Atma. Yeshaha akashaha. If this all pervasive reality, the anandaha, parame vyomni, in the exalted space, the cave of intellect, nihitaha nasyat, anandaha, akashaha, anandaha, parame vyomni, guhayam, nihitaha nasyat. If this anandaha, if this reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term akashaha, not the space, the reality itself is implied by the term akashaha. So that which shines everywhere is space. Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. So space is relatively all pervasive. Absolutely all pervasive is the consciousness. Abstract reality consciousness. Therefore, because of its absolute all pervasiveness, the reality Brahman being available as the innermost essence in the cave of mind is said to be akashaha. And therefore, akasha is anandaha, fullness, limitlessness, happiness. Therefore, this all pervasive reality Brahman, obtaining as the nearest self, which is of the nature of happiness, is not there. if Atma were not there, where in this exalted space, Parame Vyomni, exalted space, obtaining within the cave of intellect. There's no cave itself is, Buddhi itself is the space here. Exalted space in the cave of intellect. Na nihitaha syat, if it were not play, it is not there. Nihitaha literally means hidden, placed, kept. Atma, nobody has kept Atma there. Atma being available there is said to be Atma is nihitaha. If Atma is not there, if Atma were not there, then what happened? Nasyat means nabhaved. Kohi eva loke anyat. Kaha hi eva loke anyat. Who indeed would inhale? Who would indeed be able to inhale anyat in this world? Anyat means what? Anyat is equal to apana cheshta. Anyat means apana cheshtam kuryat. Who would be able to do the function of inhalation? Adho gavanavan, gamanavan apanaha. Adho gamanavan vayuhu apanaha. Praggamanavan vayuhu pranaha. The vayu which goes in is apana. So apana cheshta means the function of inhalation. And Bhagavan also, even Bhagavan Krishna confirms that in the 27th verse of 5th chapter. So apana cheshta means what? The cheshta is function. Function or activity is called cheshta. Apana cheshtam kahava anyat. So involuntary function of inhalation. Who else would be able to do? What else would be able to do? Iti artaha means no one function stands for all functions. No involuntary physiological functions would be possible at all on the part of any living being, especially for human beings. If the all-pervasive reality, Brahmatma, is not there in the cave of intellect, the exalted space. Because this Paramatma Swarupam is available for recognition in the cave of Buddhi, the Buddhi is said to be exalted space, sanctum sanctorum, where Bhagavan is installed for recognition. The word is said to be paramam vyoma. Paramam vyoma. So parame vyomni nihitaha. So yadi yeshaha anandaha akashaha parame vyomni guhayam na nihitaha syat na bhavet tarihi kahahi eva loke anyat. Kahahi eva apanana cheshtam kuryat. Who else would be able to do this function of inhalation? What? I mean, the question is what? Akshepartya prashna means impossible. No physiological function will be possible. A physiological function involves what? Function involves an order. The order is backed by knowledge. That knowledge is manifest knowledge. And the source of manifestation is Brahma, Brahmatma. Therefore, but for the blessing of the Atma in him, of the presence, the existence, the function is not possible. Therefore, kaha hi eva loke anyat apana cheshtam kuryat. Iti arthaha. Okay. So here, which means, what does it mean here? See, the all-pervasive consciousness, the reality which is of the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, of course must be there pervading the every body, mind, sense complex also. But even though it pervades every body, mind, sense complex, everything that is here, in and through, available for recognition as the swarupam of the knower I, only in the buddhi, only in the human intellect. Therefore, we have to be very careful. When you say consciousness is nihitam, at brahmatma nihitaha, brahma nihitam asti, anandaha nihitaha, is atma is nihitaha placed there? It means consciousness is in the buddhi. Our buddhi is in the consciousness. Which is in what? If we say pure consciousness is all pervasive, be very careful. Consciousness is not in the buddhi. Buddhi exists in consciousness. Isn't it? But that buddhi, consciousness, not is, of course, consciousness exists in everything, everywhere. But it is available for recognition, manifest in the buddhi. Therefore, it is as though placed there. Nihitam. Nihitaha. Therefore, it is available for recognition in the buddhi. Okay. Be very careful there. Okay. Therefore, consciousness is not located there. Atma, Brahmatma is not located there. It is available for recognition. Locus of recognition. Buddhi. Already it was said. Again, it's an explanation of what? Also that mantra, Rig Mantra. Remember the Rig Mantra? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. Okay, Guhayam Nihitam Parame Vyomni. That is, now again, that is what is repeated here. Make us understand that Brahmatma is always available for recognition in the exalted space of cave of intellect as one's own swarupam, at the very swarupam of the subject of knowledge, the knower. Okay. Next sentence. Kaf pranyat. Not only kaha anyat loke, kaf pranyat, kaha pranyat. Pranyat means what? Pranana cheshtam vakuryat, prananam vakuryat. Who else would be able to do the function of, what else would be able to do the function of exhalation? So breathing in and breathing out, this function of respiration would be impossible without the blessing of Brahmatma, the very existence. Tasmat, because of this reason, asti tad brahma. Therefore what? Brahma asti. This is another important, isn't it? Brahma asti. Don't go and search for Paramatma, Bhagavan elsewhere. Puja Swamiji used to say in the class, Bhagavan is always there in your laptop of your heart. I remember his words, laptop. Okay. So, tasmad asti tad brahma. The Brahman is very much there. Yadarthaha karya karana prananadi cheshtaha. Now, yadarthaha means what? For whose sake alone? Yadarthaha, for whose sake alone? Cheshtaha. Cheshtaha means what? Functions as well as activities. What are the functions? Involuntary physiological functions. So, pranana adi. Involuntary physiological functions such as respiration, inhalation, exhalation, etc. Then, karana cheshtaha, the functions of sense organs. Jnanendriya karmani, karmendriya karmani. Jnanendriya cheshtaha, karmendriya cheshtaha. All the functions of all subtle powers, indriya functions of the subtle powers. Then karya cheshtaha, the word karyam stands for physical body, karanam stands for sense organs including the mind, because karana antahkarana cheshta, the function of mentation, the functions of all 10 powers. So karanam stands for all 11 subtle powers, 10 subtle powers including the mind, 11. Then karyam, physical, voluntary physical activities, involuntary functions of all the sense organs, internal and external, and all the physiological functions such as exhalation, etc. All these are happening for the sake of Atma only. Atma does not expect it or want it, but because there's only one conscious being, that is Atma. Yadarthaha, for the sake of, therefore, even though Atma is not the beneficiary, there's no beneficiary other than Atma. Therefore, we can say all these functions, all these activities, all these physical activities, voluntary activities, and all the involuntary functions on the part of the sense organs, involuntary is the physiological functions, all are happening for the sake of which conscious being? The Brahmatma, the only beneficiary, and because of whose presence alone they are happening. They are happening because of the presence of the Atma, and for the sake of the Atma also, because that all these activities and functions are possible because of the blessing of the Atma in the human, the mere presence. Atma does not do anything, but mere presence, it activates, it contributes to the activation of everything. Therefore, it is said that it is for the sake of Atma, all these are happening also. Tasmat asti brahma, yadarthaha, karya karana prananadi cheshtaha. All these functions and activities happening also are the proof for the existence of Brahman. That the only beneficiary of all these activities is Brahma. For the sake, because the blessing of Brahmatma on these are happening, without the presence of Brahman, nothing would be possible. And they're happening also for the sake of the Brahmatma. Yadattaha karya karana pananadi cheshtaha tasmadvat asti brahma. Okay. You know, in every involuntary function, there is Brahmatma as Ishvara, as the order, knowledge back in the order, as the very order. How is Paramatma, Brahmatma, Ishvara is manifest in the form of knowledge backing the order. That's how we have to see Ishvara. Okay, next sentence. Tat kritaha eva cha anandaha lokasya. Anandaha, lokasya anandaha tat kritaha eva. Tat krita means tena brahmatmana eva lokasya anandaha kritaha. Tat krita means tena brahmatmana eva, tena brahmana eva lokasya anandaha cha kritaha. Mean what? Lokasya anandaha means, the word lokaha means people. So anandaha, lokasya anandaha means ananda of the people, the happiness of people, joy of people, any degree of pleasure enjoyed by people, that is actually kritaha, made by, caused by that Brahmatma only. It means the whatever happens enjoyed by people, any degree of sukham enjoyed by people is actually caused by Brahmatma only. So the happiness of the entirety of the humanity is caused by the Brahmatma alone. Lokasya anandaha tatkrataha eva. What means, Brahmatma is the only one and the only source of happiness. Brahmatma is the only reality, only source of happiness. So the question comes now, kutaha, kutaha. How can we say, why do we say Brahmatma is the only source of happiness? It is Brahmatma who alone causes the happiness of all the people. How can we say that? It is said, yeshahihi, eshahi eva, paraha atma. It indeed, this exalted self, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, every human being, as the nearest self, as one's own surupam. It is his Brahmatma, what now is exalted self, anandayati. Anandayati is a Vedic expression, chandasaha prayogaha, which we take as what? Anandayati. Anandayati is a chandasa prayogaha. In conventional language, we must write it as anandayati. I explained this already. It is derived from the root nand. Nandati is pleased. Nandayati pleases, makes other person happy. So nandayati is a causative verb of nandati. So nandaha nandanam, nandini. Dharma is called nandi. Bhagavan's Rishabha Vahanam, Bhagavan's a vehicle. Lord Shiva's vehicle is Nandi. Why is Nandi? Bhagavan's vehicle symbolizes Dharma. So, that's why we were told not to go in between Nandi and Shiva in the temples. What does it mean? If we go against Dharma, then going against Dharma means we will not get the vision of Bhagavan. Not possible. So, if we all our activities are in conformity with Dharma, then Bhagavan in the form of Dharma, order on order, pleases us. Mridayati. Lord Shiva's name is called Mridaha. So Mridapri. Mridaha. Devi is Mridaha. Okay? Therefore, Bhagavan makes us happy. Then Nandi. Nandini, she who makes you happy. Nandi, he who makes you happy. Therefore, Nandati, Nandayati, Anandayati means makes happy. Anandayati, Sukhayati. Lokam Sukhayati. Lokam Anandayati Brahmatma. Sa Parahatma Eva. That Brahmatma. That Brahman. Obtaining as the nearest self, exalted self alone, lokam sukhayati, lokam anandayati, makes people happy. Makes the world happy means makes people happy. How? Dharma anurupam, dharmasya anurupam, dharma anurupam, dharmanurupam lokam sukhayati. So Paramahatma pleases people, makes people happy in keeping with, in conformity with their own punya papam, dharma anurupam. In keeping the degree of punyam a person has earned, dharma anurupam lokam sukhayati, lokam anandayati, kaha paramatma. Therefore what? How can we say that Paramatma doesn't exist? Paramatma exists. Brahmatma exists. Saha eva atma. ஆனந்த ரூபஹா. வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் லெஸ் திங் தட் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் அப்டர்னிங் ஆஸ் த நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ரூபம் ஆஃப் ஐ ரூபம் ஆஃப் தி நோவர் தோர் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டெம் ஆத்மா. That Brahmatma alone is what Ananda Rupaha. Brahmatma is in the form of happiness itself. Brahmatma is of the nature of fullness. Brahmatma is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, Brahmatma is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, Brahmatma is of the nature of happiness. Sahayeva Atma Ananda Rupaha. There's no other source of happiness here. But what happens? Avidyaya, because of ignorance of one's own self, nature being anandaha, because of ignorance of one's own self being atma, everyone is ignorant of one's own essential nature being anandaha. Therefore, because of this ignorance, avidyaya, parichinnaha vibhavyate, pranibihi, pranibihi parichinnaha vibhavyate. Pranibihi means by people, it is thought. How is it thought? Thought, what is it thought of? Parichinnaha iva. Iva, I have to iva simple it here. Parichinnaha iva vibhavyate. As though it is mistaken, vibhavyate, it is thought to be as though limited pleasure, inhibited anandaha, inhibited pleasure, inhibited joy, the people. So pranibihi parichinnaha iva, iva is implied that parichinnaha iva vibhavyate avidyaya. Even though Brahmatma is the only source of happiness, fullness of happiness, still because of ignorance of the Swarupam of the Atma, it is thought to be as though inhibited joy, inhibited anandaha by people. Pranibihi avidyaya parichinnaha vibhavyate. Iti arthaha. That's the meaning. What does it mean? Any degree of sukham, a person, before I go to the next topic, let me make it very clear. Before, see, any degree of sukham a person enjoys, that sukham is nothing but one's own nature, the manifestation of one's own essential nature, of fullness, of happiness. So we understood already, ishta darshanajam sukham, the joy born of seeing a desired object, a desirable object. Ishta darshanajam sukham is joy. In seeing something desirable, there is a great joy. This is a degree of sukham. Ishta praptijam sukham. There is a greater joy in obtaining, attaining something desirable. Ishta anubhavajam sukham. There is much greater, the greatest joy in enjoying what is desirable. So ishtajam sukham, ishta darshanajam sukham, ishta praptijam sukham, ishta anubhavajam sukham. This degree of joy differs. In seeing desirable, something desirable, that's a joy. In wanting, in having obtained something desirable, that's a much greater joy. In enjoying the desirable object, desired object, there's a greatest joy. And we think the object is a source of happiness. Mistake object to be a source of happiness. Really speaking, no object in the world is a source of happiness. The only source of happiness is Brahma. So all those different degrees of sukham are manifestations of fractions of fullness of happiness, which is one's own essential nature. Because Brahmatma is a feature of happiness, fullness of happiness, and the Surupma of one's own self is Brahmatma. Therefore, one's own essential Surupma is what? Fullness of happiness. Brahmatma is the nature of Anandaha. Aham, Shastram says, Aham Brahma Asmi. I actually is Brahma. Therefore, I am of the nature of fullness of happiness. This is the fact. We have not understood the fact, but this is the fact. Therefore, what any degree of sukham, any amount of pleasure a person enjoys is actually nothing but manifestation of fractions of fullness of happiness, which is one's own surupam. Which means the object is only nimittam, instrumental for manifesting your surupam, surupa sukham. So surupa sukham is anandaha, fullness of happiness. And this sukham, the manifestation of sukham, manifestation of happiness is what now? Vishaya sukham. Vishaya sukham, vishayanandaha, swarupanandaha, swarupa sukham, vishayanandaha, vishaya sukham. So experiential pleasure for which the objects are only instrumental. And they are time bound. They are limited. Why they are limited? Because the sukham, the experience of sukham is ultimate experience of the manifestation of one's own sarupam is time bound because dependent on association with a given object. Object is time bound. Therefore, when the object is lost, then the sukham is dependent on that object also becomes, gets lost. They were time bound. Parichinnam sukham. Limited joy. Limited happiness. So vishaya sukham, vishayanandaha, experiential pleasure, which is dependent on the association with certain objects, given objects, is time bound. And that no, the time bound sukham also is not from the objects. Object is no object is a source of any time-bound sukham also. The time-bound sukham also, otherwise it will be vishyanandaha also, is manifestation of the fraction of fullness of happiness, which is one's own sarupam. So Brahmatma is the only source of happiness. Understand, in this context, I want to stop and tell you, what is this vishya sukham? What is vishyanandaha? We can say pleasure. Isn't it? So what's pleasure? Pujya Swami's amazing, beautiful explanation this is. I might have told you 108 times before. I want to tell you again today in this context. See, even public talk, Swami used to say this. To be happy, you need not accomplish anything. You need not achieve anything. To be happy, for happiness, no need for accomplishment, achievement of anything. No way. You are, happiness is your surupam. What do you need to achieve? What do you need to do What do you need to accomplish for you to be yourself? Nothing. If you are yourself, you are happiness. Whenever you are not yourself, you are unhappy. For you to be yourself, just called Sovasha, Hai Bhavet. For you just to be yourself, what do you need to do? Just you should know yourself, recognize your Swarupam. You must take ownership of your Swarupam being Brahmatma. You have to discover your Swarupam being Brahmatma. If you discover what you are, you can be yourself. You can claim yourself. You can take ownership of yourself being Brahmatma. What you are actually, essentially. When you do not know what you are, when you mistake the body, mind and complex for yourself, then it's called what? Paravasha. Then identity with Anatma means mistake yourself for Anatma. Then you are unhappy. That's all. So for you to be happy, you have to be yourself. Just be yourself. Then you are happiness. You don't become happy. You are happiness yourself. And happiness can never be experienced. Happiness can never experience happiness. Swamiji used to say, the sugar crystal cannot, know the sweetness. Because the sweetness itself. So you are happiness yourself. So happiness is the synonym of the word of fullness, limitlessness. So being limitless is being happy. Why? Because being in ignorance, when the identity is with Anatma, the sense of limitation centered on I, in being limited is being unhappy. Being limited is being bound, and being limited is being unhappy. Therefore, being limitless is being free. Being free is what? Being happy. So limitlessness is happiness. Fullness is happiness. Happiness is not something to be experienced. It cannot be experienced. It has to be discovered and it has to be taken ownership of. One has to take ownership of fullness, happiness as one's own Swarupa. Therefore, what is pleasure then? It is said, in enjoying any object, it can be in the form of an object, perceptible object, or it can be something conceivable object. And any object which is seen or heard or smelt or tasted or perceived through any sense organs. It can be classical music, it can be dance, it can be anything. Any object, I can be some stupid cereal also. Okay. Anything which is capable of holding your attention. Anything which is capable of holding your attention to the extent of making you forget yourself. In enjoying something, when the person becomes immersed, engrossed in enjoying something, can be even doing puja. When you be totally lost in doing something, in enjoying something, it can be any different activity also. To the extent of forgetting yourself, you're totally immersed in something. What happens? You forget yourself. You're totally lost in that. So attention being held by something totally is being lost totally. You lose yourself totally. You forget yourself. So whenever you forget yourself, your fundamental problem of smallness remains resolved temporarily. Like in sleep, when your fundamental problem of smallness centered on I becomes resolved temporarily, then what happens? You are just yourself. were just yourself. Whenever you are yours, so that object holds attention totally. As long as attention is held by that object, as long as you are immersed, engrossed in the enjoyment of something, then to the extent of forgetting yourself, when the fundamental problem of smallness becomes resolved for good, for some time, then you are yourself. Just you are yourself. The object helps you just be yourself. Just remain yourself. Therefore, what happens? There's sukham. That sukham is pleasure. Again, attention is taken away from the object. The sukham becomes lost. That's called parichinnam sukham. Time-bound pleasure. And what we mistake, what do we think? Kim vibhavyate, what is thought of by people? Pranibhi kim vibhavyate. That given object, which holds attention totally, which enables the possibility, when it makes you forget yourself, the extent of forgetting yourself, is mistaken to be a source of happiness. Isn't it? Actually, there's no Vishya Sukham. Vishya Sukham also is what? One's own Swarupa Sukham manifested is Vishya Sukham. The fraction. Okay. This is the Sukham. Therefore, what? The Brahman is the only source of Anandaha. Therefore, Brahma Asti as a source of Anandaha. This is another reason given. Is it clear now? And even we know this example, very well-known example from Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's example, as all of you know very well, that the dog eats the bone, bites the bone, and dog mistakes that blood is oozing from the bone. Because what dog has to bite the bone for its own blood to ooze out. The poor dog mistakes the bone to be a source of blood. Actually, blood is coming from its own flesh. The bone is only nimittam for the blood, for its own blood to ooze out. In the same way, there's no external object in the world which is a source of happiness. It's only nimittam for your own fullness of happiness to become manifest as the fraction. So any sukham is manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness. Okay. What Brahma asti, sukhaswarupatvena, Brahma asti. Next, we are going to see, now the following sentence he says, bhaya abhaya hetutvat, vidvad avidushoho asti tad Brahma. Hey, come on, Brahman asti. One more reason is given, one more evidence is given. What is that evidence? What is the proof? Brahma asti. Why? As bhaya hetutvat, abhaya hetutvat. Vidvat avidushoho. For a vidwan, for a wise person, Brahman exists as have with the status of being the source of fearlessness. Abhaya hetutvat. Brahman has the status of being the source of fearlessness, Brahman exists for a vidwan. Avidushaha bhayahetutvat. And for an ignorant person, the same Brahman is there as what? The cause of fear also. For Ajnani, for a ignorant person, because there's nothing other than Brahman here. All this is only Brahman. If something is a phenomenon called fear is there, that fear itself is Brahman. And that which causes the fear also is Brahman. when Brahman becomes the cause of the fear, the Brahman is unknown, Brahman is ununderstood, Brahman ununderstood, unknown becomes the source of fear, cause of fear. Brahman recognizes one's own Swarupam, discovered it to be the source of fearlessness also. Therefore, Vidvat Avidushoho. Vidvat Avidushoho means what? For a wise person and an ignorant person, Brahman alone is there, having the status of being the source of fear and fearlessness. Bhaya bhaya hetutvat. Bhaya hetutvam brahmanaha bhaya hetutvam asti. Brahmanaha abhaya hetutvam api asti. Brahman has the status of being the cause of fear for an ajnani. Brahman has the status of being the source of fearlessness for a wise person. Therefore what? Brahman asti. Sadvastvashrayanehi abhayam bhavati. Oh, abhayam bhavati. Abhayam bhavati means there is fearlessness. Indeed, there is fearlessness. When the person's dependence is on sadvastu. Sadvastu naha ashrayane. Sadvastu ashrayane. In being dependent on absolutely real Brahmatma, there is fearlessness. Brahman is the source of fearlessness. Asadvastvashrayane bhaya nivruttihi na upapadyate. Asadvastu ashrayanam, sadvastu ashrayanam. Please make a note. Shrayati is the verb. Ashrayati. Shrayati, ashrayati means what? Depends. Verb. Shrayati, ashrayati. Shrayaha, ashrayaha, masculine noun. Shrayanam, ashrayanam, neuter noun. Depending. Sadvastu ashrayane. Sadvastu ashrayane. Yen sandhi. Sadvastu ashrayane. Sadvastu ashrayane. Sadvastu ashrayanam is a compound word. To sadvastu naha ashrayanam. Sadvastu ashrayanam. Sadvastu ashrayanam is what? Sadvastu ashrayanam. Sadvastu ashrayane. Sadvastu ashrayane. In depending upon sadvastu, absolutely real Brahman, Brahmatma, indeed, abhayam bhavati, there is fearlessness. Asadvastu ashrayane, in being dependent on something which is as though, which is not really there. Anything other than Brahmatma is asad only, which is as though. You cannot depend upon something totally non-existent, isn't it? So, asad was, so in being dependent on something which is as though, there is no removal of fearless fear possible. It is not possible at all for removing the fear, for the removal of fear, if the dependence is on asadvastu. What does it mean? As long as you mistake this world in objective universe, as long as a person mistake this objective universe, anatma prapancha, to be real, you mistake the universe to be real because of ignorance of what is real, you mistake the anatma, mithya, inert anatma, to be real, then you become dependent on the world for your happiness and security. What happens? You can be dependent on the world, but it's impossible to get rid of fear. As long as dependency is on the world for one's happiness and security, relationships, positions and possessions and money, artha, kama, our dependence heavily, we are dependent on the world for our happiness and security, then there will not be security at all. There won't be any protection. There won't be protection. There won't be security. There won't be fearlessness. Therefore, it is said, it's impossible to remove the fear if the dependence is on as though real world of objects. Asadvastu ashrayane bhayanivruttihi na upapadyate. It is not at all possible for the elimination of fear if when the dependence is on the world of object is as though real. The dependence is on sadvastu paramatma jnanam. Then there is fearlessness. Fearlessness is not something to be attained. It is your own surupam again. In discovering your surupam being paramatma, you discover fearlessness. See, happiness is paramatma surupam, parambrahma surupam. And you are parambrahma. If you discover paramatma surupam as your being your surupam, you have discovered fullness of happiness, have discovered fearlessness. Okay, therefore, asadvastu ashrayane bhayanivruttihi na upapadyate, sadvastu ashrayane hi abhayam bhavati. Very nice. Understand? That is why, see what we do. See, fearlessness is equal to protection. Security, protection, fearlessness, they're all synonyms. Absolute protection, absolute security, utter fearlessness is in seeing oneself being Brahma. Because Brahman is of the nature of fearlessness, protection, security. Why? Because in discovering Brahman being one's own Swarupam, the cause of fear is what? Fear of death will resolve. When the fear of death becomes resolved, the fear itself will become resolved for good. Then you discover timelessness, changelessness, immortality being your own Swarupam. Timelessness is Swarupam of Brahmatma. Changelessness is Swarupam of Brahmatma. Immortality is Swarupam of Brahmatma. So in discovering Brahmatma being as your own Swarupam, you discover fearlessness, changelessness, timelessness, immortality being your own Swarupam. Then the fear resolves for good. Isn't it? Therefore, sadvastu ashrayane abhayam bhavati. Again, in discovering your Swarupam being Brahma, you will discover another important fact. What is that fact? Brahman is the only reality. Everything other than Brahma, Brahmatma, including one's body, mind and complex, is mithya. Appearance of the same Satyam Brahma. Therefore, one will see in the wake of the clear vision of one's own self being Brahma, one can see the entire universe being non-separate from oneself, the universe being mithya also. Therefore, there is no second parallel reality other than the self. There is no second thing other than one's own self. Therefore, there's nothing which can be a source of fear, which can cause fear. A second thing must be there to be frightened of. Absolutely, there is no second thing. Therefore, will be fearlessness. How? In discovering Brahmatma being one's own Swarupam, the clear vision of one's own self being Brahman, when a person does not see a second thing other than oneself, then there is no fear. Understand? That's why Vidushaha Bhayahe Abhayahetuttvam Asti Brahma. Avidushaha Bhayahetu Brahmanaha Bhayahetuttvam Asti. Brahma Bhayahetuhu for Avidvan. Brahman is Abhayahetuhu for Vidvan. Is it clear? Okay, two reasons I gave. That is why, what are two reasons? A person discovers immortality being one's own Swarupam, and a person discovers Brahman as one's own Swarupam, one's own self being Brahman. Therefore, fearlessness. And there's no second thing other than Brahma, therefore there is fearlessness. That is why in Gayatri Mantra Japa, repeatedly we ask for what? Jnana. Gayatri Japa is for Jnana. Mrityunjaya Mantra Japa is for Jnana. Only when Bhagavan Swarupam becomes revealed to you as your own Swarupam, then there is no more fear. That is what is real protection. Isn't it? Bhagavan, Paramatma, Brahmatma is the only source of protection, only source of security, only source of fearlessness. That is why in Bhajagovindam, we think in Moha Mudgaraha, Shankar Bhagavatpada begins the very first verse what? May you discover Govinda. May you discover Govinda. May you attain Govinda in terms of knowledge. Why? Because samprapte sannihite kale na dukrin karane nahi nahi rakshati. Nothing will protect you when time approaches. The time of death approaches. Nothing protects you from the fear. So all this I wanted to remind you. Now the question is, now it's asked, Katham Abhayahetuttvam Brahmanaha Iti Uchyate. Now Shankaracharya says, the following sentence, statements, it is explained how Brahman has the status of being the source of fearlessness. How Brahman enjoys the status of being the source of fearlessness. How Brahman is the only source of fearlessness. How? That's explained in the following sentence. Brahma katham abhayhetutvam iti uchyate. Yada hiyeva Yasmat Yeshaha Sadhakaha Etasmin Brahmani. See, we saw the other mantras. We go back to the mantras, original mantras. Yada he vaisha etasmin adrushyenatme niruk te nilayane bhayam pratishtham vindate athaso bhayam gato bhavati yadahi eva yeshaha. When a person indeed pratishtham vindate, when a person attains this abidance in the self, when a person attains self abidance means what? When a person discovers Brahmatma being one's own Swarupam, he has self abidance. He remains steadfast in the vision of one's own Swarupam. He remains established in one's own Swarupam. So remaining established in one's own essential nature, that I am pure consciousness existence, fullness implied by the term Brahmatma, Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay, when a person discovers this fact, which means if the I sense is identified with anatma, body, mind, sense complex, then the person is ahankara. The I sense is identified with, shifted from, cognitively shifted from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, which forms part of the objective universe. The I sense is distinguished as the knower experiencer. And as knower experiencer, the I sense is resolved in pure consciousness existence. The swarupa of the I, the knower experiencer being consciousness, is understood. Then the I sense is resolved in consciousness cognitively. And a person has this clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own sarupam being pure consciousness existence, implied by the term Brahmatma, then a person attains abidance in one's own self in the form of utter fearlessness. So pratishtham vindate, when yadahi eva yeshaha pratishtham vindate, when a person attains self-abidance, and kidrushe said adrushye, the self, the all-pervasive reality appearing as the nearest self, etasmin adrushye, which is imperceptible consciousness existence, anatmye, which is free from body, mind, sense complex, anirukte, which is indefinable, which cannot be defined, which cannot be explained, which cannot be described, because the atma is attributeless, anilayane, which is not even the support of anything in the world. Why? Support means there must be two things. Supported thing must be there other than the supportive thing. What is supported is non-separate from oneself. Therefore, Brahmatma is not even the support of anything. The only Brahmatma which alone is in the form of the whole Jagat is not support of the Jagat also. Even though initially we try to say Brahmatma is Adhishthanam, support of the universe. Adhishthanam means what? Support means Brahmatma is, as the very source of existence, Brahmatma is the supporter. So, therefore, anilayane, which is not even the support of anything, in such Brahman, such Brahmatma, a person abides. Pratishtham vindate, in the wake of the raja of one's own self being Brahman, this person, wise person, attains abidance in one's own self, which is the swarupam of the nearest I, which is imperceptible, which is free from the body, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which cannot be explained or described by words, and which is not the support of anything. In such Brahmatma, what is the Brahmatma? Pure consciousness existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. In that Brahman, Brahmatma, the person attains abidance. The self-abidance is such, the person discover fearlessness as on his own sarupam. What is the explanation of abhayam pratishtham vindate? It is this in the vision of one's own self being the truth, the one secondless non-dual reality, the person becomes utterly fearless. Then saha abhayangataha bhavati. Abhayangataha bhavati means what? The person has attained fearlessness. Abhayangataha bhavati, the person becomes the one who has attained fearlessness as one's own sarupam. Okay. The work is, that's what is explained here. Yadahi, indeed, when a person, yasmat, yeshaha sadhakaha, this spiritual aspirant, this seeker of moksha, yetasmin brahmani, why yetasmin brahmani, not tasmin brahmani? I tell you all the time, I repeat this many times. We say the reality of the entirety of the cosmos is Brahma. That reality of the entirety of the cosmos being available for recognition in the cave of intellect, one's own mind, as one's own sarupam, as the very content of I, the first person singular pronoun, I. Then etasmin brahmani, when a person attains abidance, the person is no more ignorant of the self. For him, body, mind, sense complex is part of the objective universe, which is non-separate from oneself. He sees the self being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. He does not mistake the inert, constantly changing mithya, body, mind, sense complex anymore as the self. He is no more identity with anatma, therefore there is no ahankara for him. For him, aham is atma, not ahankara. And he has very clear understanding. He has distinguished cognitively the I, the knower. Thereby he has resolved I, the knower, in its swarupam, the very truth, the pure consciousness existence. Through this Shravanam and Mananam, Nidhyasam, etc. Therefore, such a person, Esha Sadhakaha, Brahmani, Pratishtam Vindate. Etasmin Brahmani, that Brahman obtaining as the nearest self in that Brahmatma, the person attains abidance. Means what? Attaining abidance means resolving one's individuality in totality, resolving one's essence in pure consciousness existence. It is like saying wave is H2O. I am consciousness, existence, Brahma. A clear understanding. Thereby the person lives in the awareness of, you know, again, the person is living his life also in the awareness of the total. That's a very beautiful sentence. That's what's abidance in oneself. And what is that Brahman? The beautiful description of Brahma. What is Brahmatma? So, kim visishte Brahmani? That Brahmatma, which he has discovered as one's own sarupam, is not an object of perception. Adrishyam Brahma. So, adrishye Brahmani, Patishtham Vindate. So what is drishyam? Drishyam nama drashtavyam vikaraha. Any product, any effect which is subject to modification is drishyam. A modifiable object, an object constantly subject to change is drishyam. So everything and anything and everything other than the Atma, including one's body, mind and complex, comes under the category of the drishyam. Anatma alone, Atma alone is adrishyaha. Brahman is adrishyam Brahma, Atma adrishyaha, Brahmatma adrishyaha. So adrishye Brahmani. The Brahman which is distinct from the objective, inert, material universe, which is including one's body, mind, sense complex. In that pure consciousness existence, which is imperceptible. Okay. Here he explains, darshanarthatvat vikarasya. Any product, any effect, an object, which is subject to modification, is meant for perception. Meant for perception. So what is meant for perception is drishyam. And here the perceiver swarupam is Brahma. Therefore, na drishyam, adrishyam. So that which is not perceptible is adrishyam. So, imperceptible is that which is of nature of changelessness. That which is not an object. Imperceptible is not an object, not a product, not an effect. Therefore, imperceptible is what? Only Atma. Etasmin adrishye avikare avishaya bhote. So the Brahmatma obtaining as the nearest self, which is not an object of perception, which is not a product, and which is not an object. Which is not an object. Which is the very swarupam of the subject, the knower, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, existence, fullness. Okay. Then, again, Atma is what? Anatmye. Anatmyam Brahma. Adrishyam Brahma, we understood. Anatmyam Brahma means what? Asharire. Which is free from the body. The body implies body, mind, sense, complex. So, the abstract, formless, reality, consciousness, existence, arrived at as one's own swarupam, swarupam of the knower, I, is distinct from the body, mind, sense, complex. Distinct, free from the body, anatmyam. Okay. Yasmat adrishyam, tasmat anatmyam. Why it is anatmyam? Why it is free from the body, mind, sense, complex? Because it is imperceptible. Body, mind, sense, complex comes under the category of the drishyam. Whereas, adrishyaha atma, adrishyam brahma. Therefore, it is free. This adrishyaha brahma atma, adrishyam brahman is free from the drishyam, body, mind, sense, complex. Okay. Yasmacha anatmyam. Tasmat aniruptam, as this imperceptible Brahmatma, pure consciousness existence, being distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex, is attributeless. And being attributeless is also what? Aniruptam. It is not something which can be explained, described, defined. Why it is not explained? It's not it is inexplicable. It is indescribable, indefinable. Why it is non-definable? Why? Because Visheshaha hi niruchyate. Very beautiful word. Niruchyate means is described, is explained, is defined. Niruchyate. Any attribute indeed is an attribute or a virtue or a quality. An attribute is defined, indeed is defined. Visheshascha vikaraha. Again, attribute belongs to only an object, an effect, a product. So, avikaram cha brahma. Only an object subject to modification can have attributes. Whereas, what is Brahma? Avikaram Brahma. Brahman, which is not a product, a non-product Brahma, non-effect Brahma, and which is not subject to any change, which is a nature of changelessness, avikaram cha brahma, sarva vikara hetutvat. This Brahman has the status of being the cause of all effects, all products which constitute the whole jagat. All forms, names and functions, all products, all effects which constitute the whole universe. For which what? Brahman is the cause. So, avikaram cha brahma sarva vikara hetutvat. The non-product, non-change, Brahman which is of the nature of changelessness, unchanging, unchangeable reality Brahman, enjoys the status of being the cause of all the forms, names and functions, all the products which constitute the universe. Therefore, what? Brahman is not subject to description, not available for description. Tasmat aniruktam. Aniruktam is what? Brahman. Brahman is that which is not, which cannot be defined, which is inexplicable, which is indescribable. Okay, now you understood the beautiful words presenting the Swarupam of Brahman. Well, let us now remember once again, Adrishyam Brahma. Adrishyam Brahma. Anatmyam Brahma. Anilayanam Brahma. Aniruktam Brahma. Now we go to Anilayanam. What is Brahman again? We say Brahmatma is Anilayanam. Yataha Yevam. As Brahman, as this, what is the abstract reality implied by the term Brahman, is attributeless, therefore it cannot be described, and as it cannot be described, indescribably it is attributeless, formless. It's also what? Tasmat anilayanam. Anilayanam. Nilayanam means what? Nilayanam nidaha. Nidaha means nest. Ashrayaha. Ashrayaha means a support. Ashrayaha. A cause, a support. Ashrayaha means a cause, a support. Nidaha, nest. Na nilayanam. Brahma na nilayanam yasya kasyapi arjagataha. Brahman is not the cause, not the support, not the support of the universe. Anilayanam is equal to anadharam. Brahman is not the support of the universe. Know why? If the Brahman is support, then Jagat is supported. You see, then there is supported, support, sambandha. Adhara, adeya, sambandha. The sambandha is not there. Why? A supported thing. is separable. Whereas here, Jagat being non-separate from Brahma, just as pot is non-separate from clay, ornament is non-separate from gold, furniture is non-separate from the wood, so also the Jagat is inseparable, non-separate from Brahma. In potential condition also non-separate, in manifest condition also it is non-separate. Brahman cannot be counted as a second thing other than Brahma. Therefore what? It is Brahman is not even the support of Jagat. Why? Brahman is in the form of the Jagat. The whole universe is Brahma. Brahman is not the universe, but the whole universe is Brahma. So Brahman is in the form of the universe. Universe is inseparable, non-separate from Brahma. Therefore what? There's a support, Adhara, Adaya, Sambandha is not there. Therefore what? Anilayanam Anadharam. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. It's all right. I thought I completed the whole thing today. Anyway, it's okay. Anyway, you're thorough with this understanding, isn't it? See, having thorough understanding is more important than simply completing a text also. You can never forget these words. And Pujya Swamiji is the most loud Upanishad is Taittiriya Upanishad. And whenever he did his Upanishad, he never needed anything. He can just come and talk on this topic. So beautiful. I only say what I heard from him in the class, what I remember in the class, I just tell you. When he read the words, Swamiji's word, explanation, unfoldment flows. That's all. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.